Impacted coasters will see no changes to the Sunshine Coast Regional District's SCRD, water regulations or the state of local emergency, Seoul, until multiple days of wet weather bring around 150 millimeters of rain to the Chapman watershed. The Seoul and an order issued under it have been extended to midnight, October 31 by the province, the SCRD said in an October 25 news release. The SCRD declared the Seoul on October 17, and to remain in place, the order needs to be renewed weekly. Effective October 18, an order banning use of Chapman system drinking water by businesses that use large volumes of water, including alcohol producers, producers of non-medical cannabis, those working with concrete, cement, asphalt, gravel, or aggregate and those packaging water for sale to others came into effect. Recent rains helped. The release stated that with recent rain in the area, staff have observed an increased flow in Chapman Creek. The siphon systems will continue to release water from both Chapman Lake and Edwards Lake until creek levels are high enough that the siphons are no longer needed. Staff are continuing to monitor watershed temperatures and freezing conditions that may impact operations of the siphons. The repositioning of the Edwards Lake siphons is on hold as precipitation forecast for the area could increase lake levels. The SCRD stated it needs to see an increase of over 3 meters at Chapman to supply water from the lake without the siphons. EOC looks to expand water sources. On September 27, SCRD activated an Emergency Operations Center, EOC, to address a drought that began to affect the area with a stretch of warmer and drier weather starting in July. EOC efforts by that group to get water from more sources into the Chapman system, including preliminary work to provide temporary early access to water from the SCRD's Church Road well field are underway. If needed, it is anticipated this work can be completed by early November, the release stated. A 20% reduction in the amount of water the SCRD releases from Chapman Lake to its creek for environmental flow needs will also remain in place until Stage 4 water restrictions are rescinded or until salmon are confirmed to be migrating upstream. Addressing leaks a priority. In addition, the SCRD has staff working directly with properties experiencing large water leaks. On October 21, water was shut off to the Creekside and Bayside campgrounds in Seashelt, which serve as both campgrounds and homes for full-time area residents. Creekside had its water service restored between the hours of 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. as of October 22. Service during restricted hours to Bayside came online on October 25. Manager Colleen Whitney said decisions on how long it will continue are being made of a day-to-day basis. Both businesses told Coast Reporter they are working to address suspected leaks on their properties. According to the release, SCRD staff continue to communicate with more properties that are working to fix leaks. It is critical these leaks are repaired, not only during this state of local emergency and during Stage 4 water conservation regulations, but to ensure water leaks are resolved moving forward. While most leaks are small, one that was very recently fixed was leaking the equivalent of the indoor water use of about 160 residential properties. Use levels lowered. This week, community use, from the Chapman system, remains around 8.5 million liters per day, according to the SCRD's release, and it thanked all in the community that had reduced their level of water use.